So this is Josh. You're listening to The Invitation. So as a conclusion to this series of short prayers in and through and with the prayer guide, 40 Ways to Spend 5 Minutes with God, I just want to read the closing meditation that I included in the prayer guide. If you've spent some time with the guide, you've noticed some difficult concepts as I wrestle with how to put these things of God into some sort of approachable vocabulary. Trying to say on one hand, prayer is easy. It's what we were designed to do. We were made to give and receive love with God. But on the other hand, how is it that we approach God and know what in the world we're doing? How do we make this sacred wager? So this is the subheading of the close of the prayer guide. How do I know if I'm doing any of this right? Those who have climbed a mountain of considerable height will likely have mistaken a mountain ridge for the summit. You have hiked for 7 or 8 hours. Exhausted, you begin to assume that the end must be near. As you progress, you eventually see a place where the rock seems to come to an end. So, you set your sights toward what you perceive is your destination. However, as you continue toward that horizon for another hour, you begin to realize that it's not your destination. The summit lies further behind the ridge that you're now climbing over. You couldn't see the summit because it was hidden behind the ridge you're now standing on. Our climb toward God is like this. We're mistaking ridges for the summit. What's even more disorienting is that with God, there is no summit. Before God, there is no way to evaluate our prayer. We cannot even assume that prayer is of value only when it results in specific signs of transformation. Jesus teaches that we can judge a tree by the fruit that it bears. We hope for tangible growth in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control, just like we hope that we might experience some tangible sign of God's love in our prayer. But even here, we can't have expectations of God or of ourselves. Prayer is a holy waste of time. We return to prayer not to get anything out of it. God is not a genie in a bottle. There is no magic way to produce results. We return to prayer when we begin to understand that there is no other place to go. While each of us has a different prayer, the greatest thing you and I have in common is our deep need for God's love and help. It is difficult to accept this deep need for help. and it's difficult to accept that we have no control over when, where, and how God will help us. It's difficult to let go of our need to achieve before God. It's difficult to allow ourselves to be beginners. Before God, we are always beginners. Amen. So if the invitation has been of help to you, whether through one of our formation programs or through this podcast, I invite you to help us grow the invitation for a sustainable future. One of the greatest and easiest ways for you to partner with us is just to share the invitation, help us get the word out. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email. You can find me at josh@theinvitationcenter. If you have any interest in any of our formation programs, please check out the formation page at theinvitationcenter.org and learn more about the School of Prayer or the School of Contemplative Listening. And if you have means and are able to offer a end-of-the-year financial gift, you can submit donations on our website. You'll find a link at theinvitationcenter.org. At the top right of the page, it says partner with us. The Invitation is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donations are tax deductible. Until next time, in the language of the words attributed to Father Pedro Arrupe, may you fall in love with God and stay in love. And with that love, decide everything for you during this Advent season. Amen.